A disturbed child too goth for his age, Angel Rodriguez stared daggers at his paramedic mother through the dirty rear window. Disgusted, he glanced at the repulsive ambulance driver further down the vinyl bench seat. The pudgy man with a blonde goatee tore open another $20 snack bag of chili picante corn nuts with his gnarly teeth. How wasteful. I can't afford a phone, but I have to watch this guy eat money. You know, Gary, those are on the excluded list, Angel said. Along with all junk food.
And that makes these babies even more frickin' delicious.
Enjoying the stink of fried corn and chili powder, Gary scratched his bald head and crunched on his third bag.
Gringos and their fake Mexican junk food.
He spoke with his mouth full.
So, Angel, this is your second ride along this week. Shouldn't you be in school?
Fugitive crumbs clung to his facial hair and nested with the others.
It's Nevada Day, Gary. No school today.
Angel looked away, disinterested. Gary checked his watch, then sucked more corn nuts from the crinkly pouch. He chewed his words.
So it is. You got me there, Chico.
Stop calling me Chico. Both my parents were born in Nevada. And you know what? I don't even speak Spanish. But then again, neither do you, Gary.
Dad's the bilingual one, but he's in Cali now.
Look, kid, riding around with your beaner ass up front ain't no picnic for me, neither. Why you always gotta be here? You're crimping my style.
Style? He has got to be kidding.
Cramping. What?
It's cramping my style, not crimping.
Whatever, Chico. Shut up.
Damn, Gary. I was born in Reno, not Mexico. And you know I'm only here because Mom can't afford a babysitter.
Dark, shaggy bangs hung in Angel's eyes as he went back to watching his mother stabilize her patient. I'm 9 now. I'll be 10 in 3 weeks. I don't need a stupid babysitter. I can take care of myself. I don't like being stuck here with your damn ass either.
Language!
Angel huffed. Take it up with Maria when she's done being the hero. He pointed over his shoulder toward the back of the rig.
While you're at it, ask that bitch why she drove my dad away. All the way to Southern California. A 9-hour drive away. Truth is, Mom never leaves me alone. Not even for a second. Because she's afraid I'll run away to Compton to go be with Dad instead. She wants to keep me all to herself. So, go on. Ask her. I'll wait.
In awkward silence, the driver cruised along until he exited Highway I-80. In the back of the ambulance, Maria slid a needle into Eloisa Duran's arm. Then, after inserting the catheter, she hung a bag of saline over the pregnant woman's stretcher and injected the IV port with 3 more medications. An experienced medic, Maria remained calm while working at an urgent pace. Blood dripped and pooled onto the metal floor, splattering her black sneakers. Maria spread her patient's legs, checked under her skirt, and cut off her panties. She saw the baby's head crowning. Ready or not, Diesel was on her way into the world.